Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about some news out of Midjourney. They recently released a web app, so you no longer have to go through Discord to use their software, which is amazing. But it just starts there. There's a whole bunch of new features. Jaden, why don't you tell everyone about them?
Yeah, so first off, you know, when they did release their web app, that was a glorious day, because going through Midjourney for everything, I just thought was like crazy for such a big company.
Discord, right? Yeah.
To run off of Discord. And so anyways, I've been really stoked about this. The big thing that they have now added is in painting. This is one of the things that essentially they have their new AI image editor, which is all on the web. But one of the things that I love in it is the in painting feature. So this is actually something that I have used a few things that they have. I've used like Canva for. Canva has some really interesting options for it, but Midjourney is so much more sophisticated than Canva. Obviously, like, this is their core technology, their thing, and Canva is probably using APIs and other things. So I'm really excited about it. So yeah, the first thing is, if you generate an image of, you know, a parrot on a bench or whatever, you can go and use the inpainting tool, select an area. So like, let's say you want to add a top hat to the parrot. You would just like use the erase tool and erase the area around the parrot's head. And then in the prompt box, say like, add a top hat to this parrot, and boom, it generates it. So I've been watching some tutorials of people doing this. It's really, really impressive. Now, the other thing that you can do that's really cool, and you had sort of this ability on Discord in the past, which was like to expand the canvas up or down. So that was kind of a feature before, but it was like, I don't know, it wasn't like you could really say what was supposed to get in the expanded area. It was just like it would expand and kind of continue the image in any direction. So now you can actually do that, where it's like you're like, okay, I want a top hat on this parrot, but maybe the image is like cutting off the top of the parrot's head, so there's no room for a top hat. So you can expand the entire canvas to be bigger and say, okay, now put the top hat in here, and it's going to add the item that you request and plus fill up the rest of it. And then if you wanted to change what was in the rest of it, you could just select an area and say, okay, make the sky pink instead of blue, and it would like generate it. So it's like, honestly, this is pretty freaking cool. Like, as far as image generation goes, you get all the power of Midjourney for generating images, but you can customize every little element of that image with this in painting thing. And just like, you know, back in the day, there was the issue where like fingers on Midjourney were like always all like wonky, or like AI image generated fingers were always like all wonky. They like didn't figure out how to do it, and they solved that problem. This solution would have fixed that, but you can just take it as like, this fixes that problem for like anything the AI messes up. If it adds any weird thing, if there's like an extra toe somewhere or an extra thing, or you just don't like the way the car on the side looks, you just like erase it and you just tell it to regenerate something that you do like. So anyways, to me, this is amazing. You don't have to scrap an entire image just to get like some small edits, because like we know with these AI image generators, a lot of times like pulling a slot machine and you don't really know what comes out the other end. And so it's like, sometimes it's like, you got 90% the way to what you wanted, but there's a few things that are off. And instead of having to try to export those and edit those somewhere else, or just regenerate the whole image and maybe get something that you don't like, you just edit the little piece that you think is important.
Yeah. And what we talked about before this episode is that now it opens up a whole world of opportunity as far as character development throughout a storybook or whatever you're doing. You can keep the same characters and switch it out, instead of it generating a whole new person or animal, you know, with the top hat, and then it changes the look. You can keep that continuous throughout, so you could, it's a lot easier to make storybooks and things like that, which we just dropped a premium episode on our school group about how you can actually make money doing that. Jaden, you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, go check out. So essentially, we outline exactly how you can make money from some of these AI generation tools, some side hustles, some that I have done in the past, and that we have experience with, which is essentially creating workbooks or kids books. It's an amazing side hustle. If you want to know exactly how to do that and what I've done in the past, go join our school community. It is $20 This week, we're going to be raising the price to $50, maybe more in the future. But today, it's $20. So you can go in there, get it for $20 a month, and lock in that price before we increase the price. We would love to have you in there, and I'll explain exactly how we do that and how you can make money from some of these AI image generators.
Yeah, and so really, I mean, it's opening up a whole new world, and there's also some other really cool AI news this week when it comes to image and video. Runway is doing some really cool stuff. We'll probably hit that in another episode. But yeah, it's... I don't know, for people who don't want to sign up for Discord, I signed up for Discord just for Midjourney. So it's really nice now that I don't have to log into Discord anymore. You know, just another platform to use. So yeah, is there anything else you saw in the article about this that we should mention? I feel like we covered most of it, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think that this is an amazing way to go and really manipulate your images. If you haven't tried Midjourney now, this is one that I would definitely recommend trying. There's a couple things that are important to know with Midjourney. So if you've in the past used ChatGPT for image generation, one thing that I have noticed is that the images are particularly kind of cartoony, which just bothers me. And the honestly, part of that might just be the fact that ChatGPT, the DALL-E image generator built into ChatGPT, they essentially take your prompt, whatever you give it, and they sort of nerf it and they rewrite it, and then it spits out an image. So the thing that's amazing about Midjourney is that unlike ChatGPT, the images can be photorealistic. They're very, very high quality. So it honestly is the premier image generator. So whether you're using this for graphics on your website, whether you're using this for your business or for courses or for whatever you're trying to generate images for, Midjourney is the best. But the one caveat I will say is you definitely need to know how to prompt with Midjourney. There's a lot that goes into prompting with Midjourney. And maybe we'll have a whole custom piece of content on our school community. If you're not already a member, the link is in the description on how some tips for ChatGPT or for Midjourney prompts. A couple things. So I'd recommend watching some YouTube tutorials if you're going to get started with that, because there's a few things to know. The first is that a lot of times people will share prompts that they've used to create an amazing image. There's a lot of websites that do this. And if you want to replicate something similar, you can copy and paste that prompt. But you also have to know that Midjourney updates its models very frequently. And every time that they do a model update, a prompt is going to get a completely different image shown, essentially, because their model got updated. So the same prompt isn't going to work on the newer model. So if someone gives you a prompt that generates a really cool kind of image, that's for an older model, you have to mention what that specific model is. So, you know, you'll see very frequently in Midjourney prompts, people saying things like, you know, V1 or V2 or, you know, whatever in the actual prompt itself. So I'll give you an example of like a prompt that I've recently saw someone using for something interesting. They said a Peregrine Falcon. They said AR3, 4 seed 53 personalized V6.1. So all of those phrases kind of sound crazy. I mean, they have like dashes between them too, but like, that's literally how you have to prompt on Midjourney half the time is could be very like, I don't know, kind of jarring. So definitely I would say, look into kind of how the prompting works there. I've had people tell me before, like, yeah, I tried to use Midjourney and just like kind of generated garbage. It wasn't that good. Like I use ChatGPT instead. And I'm like, no, like you just have to spend a little bit of extra time to learn how Midjourney actually works. It honestly is worth the investment. I would go and watch some YouTube tutorials on that. It's going to make a huge difference. And then again, if you want more insights on, you know, how to use it to make money, or maybe some other pointers, Jamie and I are going to be creating content in our school community. So make sure to go and join the school community. The link is in the description. The AI Hustles school community. You'll love it.